Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Lamed Bey, Zvachim 32a, pagination is 63. We'll start on the facing page, at the bottom of the page, five lines up, the start of the third perek. Kol ha'psulim sheshachtu, anytime you have somebody who's puzzled to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and they did shechita, shechita's in kshera, shechita's good. Shashchita kashera bezorim, because shchita is kasher with a non-kohen. Uvenashim, or women doing shchita. Uvaavodim, or slaves, uvetmeim, people who are ritually impure. Vafilu bekadshe kadoshim, even in the holiest of karbanos, uvavachilu tmeim nogim bevasar, you just have to make sure that the person who's ritually impure shouldn't touch the meat. While the animal is still alive, it's not going to accept tumah from the person, but once it's dead, it's flesh, it's considered a food, and a food would accept tumah from the person who is tameh. Rashi points out that we have to discuss how exactly these Temeim would go ahead and do Shechita. The most obvious problem that people are familiar with is that he can't come in regular into the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to still be standing in an area of the Beis HaMikdash complex that's acceptable for him to be standing there, not in the place of Shechita. So he would have to have a long knife. That's all things that we understand, but the discussion that we want to have is regarding what is that knife made out of. Because if it's a regular metal knife, then if the person is tameh with a tameh mace from a dead body, then he would be metameh the knife, and the knife would in turn, during the shechita, once the animal's dead, would be metameh the animal as well. So we have two possibilities. Either the person is not as tamei as a tamei mace. He's a tamei sheretz. He touched a certain rodent that would make him tamei. But that's not going to be metame the metal, to be metame the food. Or he's using a certain type of reed, a certain type of natural substance, which apparently is sharp enough, and he worked it through. He's able to shecht with it, but it is not going to have the laws of tumah the way metal does. In any case, we have this basic rule that shechita is kosher bizarre, shechita is kosher with a non-kohen, says the Mishnah, lefikachim poslim b'machshava. Therefore, if such a person would shecht with an improper thought, it would impact the karban, because that's a shechita, and it would make it possible, for example, like pigul, he has in mind that it will be eaten at the wrong time, it would impact the karban. Whereas, if he was a invalid shochet, so then his intent makes no difference. He's not a shochet. You could obviously ask, well, if he's an invalid shochet, the animal's dead anyway. And it's an invalid shechita, then it would be dead and can't do anything with it either way. So there are two basic responses to that problem. One is, okay, but it's not pigul. Pigul is not just pasul. It's a very high-level violation. It's a chayve krisus. Another possibility is that the person only shecht a little bit. He cut through just part of the simonim. We know that rov simonim, most of the simonim, the kana and the veshet, the windpipe and the food pipe, have to be cut. If he would just have done a little bit, so if he's a kosher shochet, as we're saying, he or she, then what they did with the wrong intent impacts the animal status. If what they did is not relevant, so then someone else could theoretically take the knife and continue the shechita, and there's still enough there to do a kosher shechita, and it would be valid. But because these people are valid shochtim, therefore their intent will invalidate the carbon. Continuing on to today's daf, v'kulan shekiblu es hadom, chutz lezmano v'chutz lemikomo, and all of these people that we just mentioned that are good for shechita, if they would have accepted the blood with intent to eat out of the proper time or out of the proper place, it's not going to invalidate the korban because of that, because they're not valid for avoda. So it's totally irrelevant and disregarded. And therefore, im yesh dam hanefesh, if there's still blood of the soul, if there's still blood coming out that they could accept, that a kohen could accept, yachser ha-kosher v'yikabel, the kosher person should go ahead and accept the blood and process it appropriately, because it's still possible to do the avoda even though someone else stepped in. That's irrelevant, as long as you could still get blood that works. Kibbal ha-kosher v'nasan l'posel, similarly, if the kosher person accepted it, meaning the kohen, and he gave it over to somebody else to hold, yachzer l'kosher, give it back to the kosher person and let the kosher person do what he has to do. Kibbal b'yamino v'nasan l'smolo, if a person accepted it in their right hand, put it into their left hand, well, don't continue doing avoda with your left hand, that's not kosher. Yachzer l'yamino, put it back in your right hand, and you could continue. Kibo b'kli kodesh v'nasan l'kli chol, if you accepted it in a kosher vessel belonging to the Beis HaMikdash and you put it in a secular vessel, yachzer l'kli kodesh, put it back in the kosher one. Nishbach m'nakli ala ritzpa, if some spilled on the floor, v'asfo, you gathered it up, you put it back into the cup, kosher, it would be a kosher karbon. The Mishnah continues. We'll stop there for our point of discussion. The Mishnah mentioned that women are kosher for Shechita, even in the Beis HaMikdash. Taisvis, which is in the middle of the page, outer commentary, we're back to where we started, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, where the Mishnah began. Taisvis says that kosvu b'hilchos Eretz Yisrael de noshem lo yishchetu b'mpnei shedaitan kala. It's brought in the laws of Eretz Yisrael that women should not shecht because their literal translation is lightheaded. Now, we usually use this expression regarding women not as a negative, just as a fact, that a woman is able to jump to a conclusion. They're blessed with Bina Yaseira, great insight, and they have like light-headed method of logic rather than a firm, documented method of logic. They could take it, look at a situation and say, I think he's innocent, I think he's guilty, with intuition, as opposed to a man that's going to document it, prove it. Our halacha system is based on prove it. And that's presumably why women are not acceptable in the strict sense of the word as edim and as dayanim, even though obviously certain things are going to be accepted from their say-so, but in a technical sense, they're blessed with a different type of logic, a jump to the conclusion logic. Again, intuition, bina yisera, great insight. In this particular context, the word daitan kala, that they're lightheaded, doesn't seem to be that type of expression. In this particular case, we see when the Beis Yosef brings this approach, we have to know whether we paskin like it or not, but when the Beis Yosef brings it in his commentary on the tour, he uses the words, Shema yis'alfu, maybe they will feel faint. And that's what this word, this expression means. Apparently, it's something attributed to the sight of blood or killing that they're assumed to be soft-hearted and not going to be able to wield the knife in a steady fashion. Now, I know nowadays some people will raise the question, well, I know men that are lightheaded in that sense, and I know women that are lightheaded in that sense at the sight of blood, and I know men who are not lightheaded in that sense, and I know women who are not lightheaded in that sense at the sight of blood. Be it as it may, there seems to be a custom that's being discussed, whether it's binding or it's not binding, regarding women that they shouldn't shecht, and they did a mipnei, because, and they're giving a reason that they feel that they shouldn't be shechting. The Beis Yosef indeed outlines a bit of debate regarding this ruling. He brings at first, lo ra'isi noeg lishchot, there are those that say that we never saw a woman shochet, v'lochein ein lahanichon lishchot, and therefore you should not let them shecht, ki aminig mevatal halacha, the custom that they should not shecht, nullifies the halacha in the strict sense that they would be acceptable to shecht. The Beis Yosef continues, and he says, v'ani omer, I say, that if we would have a case where they wanted to shecht and they were stopped from shechting, so then you could say there's such a minig. But lo ra'inu ein araya, just because you don't find any women shechting doesn't prove that they're not allowed to shecht. They never asked to shecht. No one ever considered it. There's a quote, Hanashim shochtos la'atzmon, women can shecht for themselves, which is a real mystery. Davartema, it's wonderment. What difference is there for them shechting themselves? If they're not kosher, they're not kosher. Why would they be allowed to shecht for themselves and not for anybody else? It's the same Torah, the same laws of kosher. So he makes a suggestion when it says they're allowed to shecht for themselves. It doesn't mean for themselves, it means by themselves. Le'atzman, on their own, without anyone watching them, because they're totally trusted, according to that opinion. In Shulchan Aruch, we indeed find the very first sif in Yoredeya, HaKol shochtem lechatchilo afilu nashim, anyone can shecht, even women, they're acceptable to shecht. That's the conclusion of the Mechaber, who is the same as the Beis Yosef. Says the Ramo, yesh omrim, there are those that say, she'ein lo haniach nashim lishchot, don't let women shecht, shekvar nohagu, because there's already a custom, and that's indeed the custom, that women do not shecht. Again, lo ra'inu ein araya, I never saw it, doesn't really prove that it's forbidden. On the other hand, the Shach says in Sifkatan Aleph, it could be that by a minig, something that we simply do not do, even though they never wanted to do it, then we're forbidden to do it. The fact that this is the way it's done in our circles, so to speak, might already have the strength of a minig, and indeed, that seems to be the accepted practice, that they do not shecht. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.